think it should.
Don't worry, we got time.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's shortly after 10:30 a.m., about 10:33, on Monday, December 9th, and I hereby call to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors acting as Drainage District Trustees. We also have Supervisor Loris Olson and Supervisor Lisa Heddens, as well as myself, and we have Scott Wall, Drainage Clerk, and Darren Moon, County Engineer, and a couple of guests. Good morning. So our agenda today has one item, some sub-items, but it's to discuss the next steps in Drainage District Grant Number 5. And we've got four steps there, not necessarily in an order, and I've got something to discuss. Scott, would you like to give us a little bit of a summary, and then Darren, add anything else you would like to?
Sure.
Thank you.
So where we left Grant 5 was the west annexation area was proposed for a new tile to serve that area and to potentially drain some water away from the existing district, and the board elected not to move forward with that, which puts us back to the existing district, which has issues, has always had issues, the first being the open ditch. The engineer's report, the original engineer's report that Kent Rohde prepared found that that ditch was silted in, there were meanders, there was trees and brush in the ditch needed to be removed, and we have had our integrated roadside vegetation management crew has been removing brush from that ditch, so this isn't something that we weren't aware of before the report was written. That's a shall. That's a repair. The trustees shall keep the ditch operating its original design capacity. Everything else was improvements to the existing ditch. primarily among them would be extending that ditch north to 13th Street, extended a Hamworth County Road designation, but it's 13th coming out of Ames. And then removing the existing district tile north of that street and replacing with larger tile, which would then extend farther north to serve what was called the North Annexation Area. And that was in the original report that this all started with a petition from Black Dirt Farms, which is right in the northern border of the district. They also own land to the north of the district that's not in the district. They felt land with surface draining into Grant 5. That's what prompted this whole thing originally. And so that original watershed study that Kent Rohde and Bolton Mink performed indicated that, yes, there is land to the north that's surface draining into Grant 5 and should be annexed, along with a couple of slivers of land, one to the west and a few over by Nevada on the east side of the district. I think those are still in play as far as the trustees want to consider annexing some or all of those lands, excepting out the western annexation area. That's gone. And there are two maps in front of the trustees, one of which is the original watershed study that shows everything except that west annexation area. I'm getting some concerns from our bookkeeping department, Lisa Markley, about the balance we're carrying in the district, which is about $200,000 in the red. When are we going to annex for that? Those are all engineering fees, so that's on this list of things to consider is when are we going to levy the district to recoup those fees, because right now the district has accumulated 6% interest on those fees until they're paid. One of the issues, if we go ahead and if the trustees elect to clean out the open ditch and then we levy for that, are we going to look at annexing the areas for recommended by the engineer for annexation in the original report prior to doing that levy? Because that would affect how much everybody in the existing district pays. If we can share that load farther across the watershed, that would be ideal for the people that live there now. There needs to be decisions made as to whether that land even should be annexed. The code says if the trustees become convinced the lands are benefited from the district, they may do this, they may have an engineer's report, they may annex the land. It's not a shall. Even if you believe there's land outside the district surface draining in, there's no obligation under the code to annex that land. If you do decide to annex, there's no remonstrance on annexation. And when we talked to Eric Eide, when he was in here originally, prior to the last Grant 5 meeting, what I remember him saying was, if land needs to be annexed, sure, go ahead and annex it, but don't do anything else until it's annexed. Because his thing was, people outside the district can't remonstrate against something, they have to be in the district. I'm not sure I totally agree with that, but his whole thing was, if there is land that needs to be annexed, you should annex it. There's another concern that may crop up again if we do annex, is that he thought that the area to be annexed was excessive, that people 100 years ago did a great job. They missed some things, but they didn't miss 1,000 acres. I don't know. We've got Kent's basing this on LIDAR. Bowman Mink is basing this on LIDAR, which is certainly much more accurate than what they were using in 1903, 1905, 1908 when the district was established. I believe that covers where we're at and what we need to decide on. Maybe today, maybe try to do it today. I don't know how far we'll get. But those are the issues in front of us. What do we do about the open ditch? What do we do about the proposed annexation for the original watershed minus the west-style annexation? And what do we do about levying for what's been charged so far?
Seth, could you move the mic closer to you? I'm having difficulty hearing, and I think we really two people are. So thank you. Okay. So my first question, and I apologize if it came up when I ran back to get the folder. Where is Kent today? Is he going to be on the phone?
We did not decide to invite him. He said we could call him on his cell phone if we need input. I did tell him we were meeting. But I think at this point we're not ready to have him come and charge us another, you know, whatever it costs for him to travel here until we decide where we want to go a little more clearly.
Did you say the county's already been cleaning out?
Yeah, Joe Quaker and Tyler Reynolds have been spot cleaning the trees and brushing that district for three or four years here and there. But that's a huge job, 8 miles of ditch, and it's not all. It's more to the south where the trees are, but it's a lot of work for two people to do. And that they don't address siltation or meanders. They're just getting the brush out of there. Have I missed anything, Darren?
No, I just add the maintenance side of things. At the far south end of the open ditch, we've got some pipes that are washed out. Just the maintenance side is really easy to take care of. So, in my opinion, that stuff needs to move forward. We need to decide if we're going to annex first, and then if we do that, open ditch north of Lincoln Way. I don't know that. In my opinion, the maintenance needs to happen. There probably needs to be more discussion on that open ditch before we move forward.
Yeah, and discussion with the landowners, too. You've had a landowner toward the south that's been asking about when they're going to clean the ditch. Is that correct? So there has been some push against Darren's department for when are we going to get this ditch cleaned out.
So let me ask you a question. You said there needs to be discussion with landowners about the open ditch. Are you talking about cleaning out the current open ditch or replacing the tile with an extension?
Yeah,
the improvement part.
So why, Darren, why do you feel that we need to talk to the landowners about improvements when the first step, in my mind at least, is the ditch has to be cleaned out, period. Okay. And the people, so what we're talking about is whether do we only charge the people who currently are in District 5 or do we annex and then go ahead and put it out for bid. That's it, right? So I'm unclear about why more discussion has to be done related to clearing, that taking care of the mandatory repair.
No, you didn't see it.
Oh, that's why.
Replacement. It was whether we were going to take out the existing tile and extend the open ditch. That's just what I asked.
Got it.
Right.
Thank you. Okay,
he
clarified.
That discussion to hold up the maintenance side, but I think the maintenance needs to move forward. I don't know when we want to have the rest of the discussion about the improvements.
Okay, thank you. For some reason, I'm having trouble hearing, so I apologize. I don't know.
We got the amended engineer's report. This is dated February 28th of 2018. Mm-hmm. That's good for 10 years. So we don't have to act on it tomorrow before it expires or anything like that. There is time.
What was the estimate on how much cleaning out the existing open ditch was going to be?
This is originally $530,000.
I'm sorry, say again.
$530,000
to clean up the ditch.
And that includes, there's $300,000 for the construction and $230,000 for engineering fees. Some of those fees have already been spent. They've done the engineering work already.
Okay.
So it seems to me then we got revised numbers that had taken around 600.
It went up, And, you know, we're, by the time we do anything, it's 2 years after 2018. Sadly, things don't get cheaper.
So, but only some of the engineering costs would have gone back towards that part.
Right.
But we don't know how much about.
No.
Okay. So the question is the question really regarding the proposed northern annexation, whether those folks should be contributing in some way to this clean out of the ditch?
Yes, it's the order in which we consider these. Do we annex before we clean out the open ditch, or do we just get the ditch done?
I did
get an email, and I told Kent Rohde in an email that we were meeting today, and I was asking if he had a way to separate out the costs on the east part of the district, the original district, from the west tile annexation, so we'd just have a handle on this is what specifically is charged for the western tile area, and then he gave me an answer that was a non-answer. Essentially, he said, no, it's all just a lump sum. But at the end of his email, he recommended that the annexation be done prior to any levies, prior to cleaning out the ditch. That's his recommendation.
Well, as I read that, I was concerned by one sentence. He said, we don't need to separate them, because I felt like it was more of a policy decision he was trying to weigh on, and that's our call?
Yeah.
Okay.
For purposes of levying, we have to levy for all of it. But somebody's going to ask, how much of this are we throwing away on the Western Tile annexation? What did we spend on that? It'd be nice to know that.
I had that question. That's right. So I appreciate you being proactive and asking that, Scott, because I think that was a really good question. So I think we need to pin Kent down on whether he can't give us some kind of approximation or he doesn't want to. I think that's the clarification we need off of that sentence.
I'm wondering if it isn't the case of to do that would be yet another charge, another cost. And it's going to happen anyway. But if we ask for that now, that adds yet another engineering cost to the costs that we have been accruing here, which are rather...
If that project had gone forward and they reclassified the district, Kent would have provided us with numbers for this is how much we need to build that west annexation area. So I'm sure he can do it. It's just a question of how long it would take him and what it would cost the district.
So my next, noticing that Ethan Anderson isn't here, my next kind of thought goes back to the discussions and when Eric Eide was here, he was talking about when does land really benefit? When do you say benefit? And you just said also that the surface water that's draining south, basically, so from the north area that's not annexed, it's surface water. So I just want to clarify, maybe you can do this, Scott, is that even though it starts at surface water and drains down, it doesn't have to actually permeate into the ground first for us to worry about it. Okay.
The surface water will eventually find its way to the open ditch.
Okay.
And then one of Eric's big things on that west annexation area was that in the code, you have to show that the land being annexed substantially benefits from the existing facility.
Okay.
And he said, how can it possibly benefit from something that isn't even there yet?
Okay.
That we're going to put into direct water away from that existing facility. That was his major argument against the west tile.
But clearly the surface water running down does run into existing tile that then drains into the open ditch.
Yes. All the water in the district ends up as surface water before it gets into the ground.
Well, I understand that. but as opposed to down pretty much, you're just taking that long drift down. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page about our definition.
So let me repeat this, make sure I understood it right. Our engineer recommends that we annex this northern annexation area prior to performing the maintenance on the existing open ditch?
Yes.
Yes.
And prior to any levy.
And prior to any levy, okay. How long will it take to do that annexation? How long, how much further does that put that ditch cleaning out?
Well, we have annexation documents, which, and you prepared that prior to the last meeting. Mm-hmm. He'd have to modify that to remove the west annexation area. So I think a lot of that work has been done, but it seems to me like it was about a 3-month time frame to get the annexation report that we have.
So when we were talking, actually, we keep on calling it the west tile, okay, the west area. This north part, as I'd understood it, was part of going to be that annexation at that time, correct?
Yes, so yes. The west tile would have served part of that north area. So if we annex, we're going to be dealing with a lot of the same people.
Right.
Dennis Smith is in there, Roger Engstrom is in there, and Eric Ivey's client, his name I can't remember, I'm married.
Mrs. Clifford.
Clifford.
Martha Clifford.
She's in there as well.
Okay. So one thing I would ask for the process, if we go and just do the north part, is that we consider ourselves back at the beginning when it comes to giving notice. I think we had a messy process. This is my personal opinion and not necessarily a legal opinion or anything else, but I felt like it was a bit of a messy process for when the west tile. People got confused about what had happened and what hadn't happened. I think we were fine in being able to show what we did as sequentially, mm-hmm. but I'd like to make it really clear that there's a sequence. So for one thing would be having the annexation notice go out again, having the vote occur at one trustee meeting and then moving forward, then have another trustee meeting not on the same day to talk about the costs, et cetera, or reclassification. That's just my own preference, given that everybody is really clear about what are we doing sitting in this room today.
Well, I think we'd have to have another notice come out because it would be a different annexation.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have to do that.
We
have to do that anyway.
I like that. Yeah.
I'm not sure what, though. So everybody who would be in the proposed annexation would get a notice of the public hearing.
Yes.
So I'm not sure why you say we would have to have two separate meetings. So
well, we last year or last time had the public meeting, if I recall, and then we went on to a different agenda item having to do with immediately there was another item that was moving on. I have to go back and look at what we had that one day. But that was my concern, that people felt like if there were more than one action shoved into one day. So,
well, there probably was. There's a lot of things that can be done concurrently, such as annexation and directing the engineer to move forward with design plans and specifications. That might be what it was. We said, okay, let's annex and let's move forward with doing the design plans. We did that all in one meeting.
Okay. That might have been what it was. I just know that there was concern from some members of the public that it had been.
If we meet on the annexation and decide to go forward with the annexation, then at that same meeting, there should be some direction to the engineer to reclassify, at least do a preliminary reclassification of the district at that time.
And if there's no legal or logical reason to do it at two separate meetings, what I would say is we should do them at one meeting because we have the engineer here.
Yeah.
And every time we call the engineer back to another separate meeting, we're adding more to the bottom line.
We are. Are we bound into Belton and Mink at this point?
No.
We're looking at engineer costs, and that is a good, very good point that every time we deal with this and would like to have the engineer present, we're paying for the engineer to come all the way from Mount Donor. Yeah. Okay.
Prior to Bolton and Mink, prior to ISG, which is essentially the same people,
right,
we had Fox Engineering, Scott Renault, and for one thing, people always complain about the cost of engineering. No matter who the engineer is, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox Engineering is becoming less and less responsive to getting things done in a timely fashion. We went to Kent Rhodey and gave ISG a try because the last project we did, which was Boom Story 3, Fox Engineering really, they did nothing for 8 or 9 months.
Hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Ooh.
Even though we were asking questions about where is this project at. And the board at that time said, that's time to look at a different direction because we're not getting the service that we expect.
I think and I wasn't bringing it up to say that I thought we should look at another engineer. All I'm saying is as we plan our actions, if we can make sure to not require additional, you know, wherever the engineer is coming from.
Right.
You know, you get the engineer's time here for a meeting. If there's not a reason to have two meetings, if there's legally and logically a reason to have one meeting, let's just stick with one meeting.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'll go along with that thought there. I will go back later when we all have time, just to take a look at where it was I felt that the public got confused and were conveying to us in a meeting about where they felt like we had pushed two steps together. So
I think you could then, in an agenda, you could delineate it out a little bit clearer. So folks are very clear into what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more clear about the remonstrance process as well, I think.
Yeah.
There was a lot of confusion there.
And I think,
and it was that, for me, with the last one, getting the new one on and trying to read through some of the previous meeting minutes and what was where, what had occurred.
We can ask questions when we feel like it. We can make sure that if the public isn't understanding that we can give some explanation.
Right.
Is there anything else that either of you would like to add in here before we, I guess, decide on where we're going to move forward and how?
Which either of you?
I was asking of Darren or Scott. And then I'll ask the members of the public, even though it's not a public hearing, but if we've got a little bit of time.
The primary things to consider: cleaning out the ditch, annexing the land, and when will we levy? Not necessarily in that order.
Okay. I'll just ask, do you have any comments?
No, thank you.
Okay, certainly. Is there a preference for the board in how we handle this? Do you have?
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and we need to get the levy started on this. So I'd like to get annexation started for the north, okay, so that we can then go ahead. As soon as that is done, then the next step will be to get this project going, actually as soon as possible, and at that time we'll be adding in then the levy for whatever the additional engineering cost came over.
Would we reclassify prior to cleaning the ditch, or no, we don't need to, we just need to annex first?
Yeah, well, if you annex, you must reclassify.
Right,
so
that's just automatic.
So those processes would happen somewhat concurrently. The engineer, we know what we're going to annex, so we could do that right away and then direct the engineer to begin a preliminary reclassification of the district with the annexed areas.
Mm-hmm. And then when would the timing be to clean out the ditch?
I don't think it could possibly happen before fall of 2020, and that might be optimistic.
Because all these other things have to happen before we start cleaning out the ditch.
But,
Ideally, if they could get something bid by May or June of 2020, then they could have a contractor out there when the crops are out in the fall of 2020.
So are we moving?
I don't see it happening in the spring. You know, it's not going to happen before the crops can go in.
So are we actually making a motion today to annex, or are we making a motion to set a public hearing?
The motion would have to be for a public hearing. Mm-hmm. We can't annex without a public hearing.
Okay, so we want a motion for a public hearing to consider annexation of additional lands
Yes.
In the northern
area.
Northern annexation
area.
That'd
be based on the original engineer's report. I don't have
and
the
data. And can
we,
at this point, direct the engineer to start on reclassification, or do we wait until after that public hearing? We'd probably do that at the public hearing, wouldn't we?
Should that be made with the landowners present?
If a district annexes,
say there's 40 acres that are not part of the district and annex it, they can classify that based on the surrounding properties. With an area this large, I'm not sure how that works. Mm-hmm. If you can just classify the new properties, probably a question for Kent, and we might want to bounce that off of Ethan as well.
Okay. So it sounds like right now what we're just doing is just setting a public hearing
to
on
consider
annexation. Okay. And all of those things will be agenda items at that
hearing. Right, so discussion of classification is part of that hearing.
Okay.
And that would have to be not less than 40 days from today. I prefer a little more time so you can prepare a letter. I like to have the letter out there 40 days prior.
So would you want about
February?
So say 50 days out,
50 days
and you're
out.
Probably looking at February just to get away from budgeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we don't have to set the date today. We can just instruct you to set the date.
Okay. Evening meeting, so if you want to select a time, and if there's a day that works better, not necessarily a date, but if Tuesdays work better, Wednesdays work better, I know we don't do Fridays, if there are particular days that you prefer to do evening meetings.
Well,
and then I can look for an open date.
Why don't you
on
look
that
at our,
day?
I think if you look at our calendars, we're probably pretty up to date on our calendars, so we can manage to get up to date
for
the next few
rollover.
Days.
Yeah, I can update some things on my calendar that are not on there.
It's dependent on what days we've got.
I usually just go to Darla and say, give me some open dates
she can
around this time frame.
I think Tuesdays and Wednesdays are fine.
All
right. Personally.
So the other thing then, as we discussed in Northern Park, but actually the original, the engineer's recommendation did have a couple of little small tracts of land to bring in.
Yes.
Right? One to the west, looks like one parcel, and then to the, on Nevada. Do you feel, and anybody, I'm listening, maybe Darren, do you feel that we need to bring those in and then we just adhere to what the original annexation recommendation was from 2016. So if you go to
I think the trustees have some options as far as just because the engineer says bring all this in, you don't necessarily have to bring all of it in.
Right.
I think that's what we've seen when we look at these areas that, and Kent has mentioned this, that looks like what has happened in the past and all the districts originally established is some areas may have been left out because people protested so much. We don't know.
Right.
But there's a couple areas in the north there that are impinging on existing districts. I don't know if I'm comfortable annexing land that's already in another district.
No, I'm talking about the square on the west and the long little leg on the right, on the east, which is Nevada, right up against Nevada. These are now, the one on the left is now Ames. In the Ames City limits? Correct. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at that one there. Yes.
And we'll get in our, not Robert. It's not unusual to complaints from this area. That was just the day that they were able to
Right.
And I got a call last week.
See?
One of the people out there wanted to know something.
So he said he got a call at 6. So that would be my
So what are we suggesting then? We just ask Kent to address those areas again? And
you could give us some guidance on other areas that he feels
should not be, do not have to be annexed.
Right.
Yeah.
The blue areas better than the other districts. Okay, so would these, would all of these
areas on the other side of the interstate?
In the north area. So everybody, though, all these folks would get notices of the meeting. Okay.
And by
so, so they'll know we might take. Okay. Okay, good. That's true. Okay. So everybody in the district and everybody in the proposed annexation area, with the exception of the western, that will be taken out. But all these other properties that we might say, let's think about those, they would be getting notice.
Yeah.
That's the important thing,
yeah,
that everybody gets to know.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And then we can, yeah.
And that's the way it works out.
Okay.
The reason why we couldn't have the hearing also covered is repaired, because she's here for the notified. Yes, I don't know about that.
So the repair will be in?
It requires hearing because it's over the kids' house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Okay.
That would be then back to make sure on being very clear on the agenda.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Scott, you're very good at doing that with the judges.
Yeah,
so
I mean, if you're, it's something you have to do, and even though mm-hmm. you have to do at some point, it's the amount of money we still have.
Right.
Right. Right.
You just do it. So what we have to do is we just get it. Oh, no, it's too much money.
Not so that's fine.
Even
that's
though
good.
We have to do it,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. It's heads up, is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Then are we ready for somebody to make a motion?
I make a motion that we schedule the public hearing at the staff's date to be determined by staff for the annexation of the areas identified under the watershed map 18255, that's the actual number that it said on what was emailed to us, for lands to the north, east, and west of Grant 5, and also schedule the public hearing for discussion of the repairs needed to the main open ditch. Did I get it all? Good. That, does that capture?
Yes.
Okay. Second.
No report.
Thank you.
Yeah. My only question is, when you said to the west of Grant 5, does seem like it's including this area we have not in?
No. To the, how about we change
single
parcel?
The plat you referenced?
Yeah.
Which plat? Well, it wasn't the plat that shows the West Highland
no,
application,
I agree.
Was it?
It's not on my little map.
This area?
No, not that area. I want this, just this one right here. The Bates, Ronald and Carol Bates, and I just got a name on it, and then one just. They're just directed. I think
could we just say all of the area except the western, the area?
Yeah.
There was the West Pile improvement.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That works.
Can you add your motion to include that?
Yeah. That's a friendly one. Okay. So now I see now that it'll be your map. You actually have
it. I guess I made a friendly amendment.
I accepted it.
And she accepted it.
Yeah.
So it's including the proposed West Tile area. Does that work, Scott?
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion? So if not, Wilson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Okay. So then the levying for payment will come later still after the reclassification?
Yes.
Okay.
Ideally, we get a bid so we know how much that was due, so we're not just doing people with engineering work, and then next year we turn around and bill them for a project.
Right.
It would be better to do it all in one assessment.
And just to continue talking, make sure that I understand it, it would be premature to ask the engineer to prepare any proposed reclassification when we've talked about three areas that we're not sure that we want to annex.
Yeah, we'll have to.
And
first.
Since he had the reclassification already for the entire thing.
Right. And what he had in the annexation report was just number of acres the names of the people, the parcel numbers, and the number of acres and drainage. He hadn't done the dollar amounts yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I was just trying to decide if we're doing anything that would be inefficient in terms of, you know, using engineer money, but I don't think we have any options.
No.
I think
so what he'd do with the report, I imagine, is he'd remove all those areas that we're not annexing, and then you'd just have to change some of the percentages, because there's a percentage of the area of the district that they occupy, and that should all be, I would think, simple for him because it's all on computer.
Okay.
I would hope. I mean, it's still going to be extensive, but not like generating a brand new report.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So we have a plan for moving forward then, and
yes.
I think we've looked at everything on our agenda that we can do today. So unless there's anything else anybody wants to discuss that's related enough, I guess I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Okay, Gunnings?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We're adjourned, and we are moving forward on draft 5.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Hi, Finn.